This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
And we are hot to trot on a Monday here at Kennedy Molloy. The show is full. Carl Stefanovic will have a look at his latest antics. Don't you worry
about
that.
We will. Hello, Australia, and welcome along. We're also going to look at Dr. Chris Brown's going to chat with us because last night of the jungle, we've got a bit of singing going on there.
Who wins?
I can't predict it. Hang on. Am I a medium? Maybe I can predict. They should have known, shouldn't they?
They should have known better, both of them.
Exactly.
Hey, we will also talk about Trump and Stormy Daniels, not necessarily together, but in different circumstances.
They're not leaving the news. No. Tiger Woods, is he making comeback of the century?
Could be the greatest of all time. Let's wait and see what's going on in South Africa. Is it all good sports?
I don't believe so. Hey, Limo's popping in to say g'day to us.
Can't wait to see him. We're going to talk about wedding piercings. That's interesting, isn't it? Is this a new thing?
Gone too far in my books. Oh. Speaking of comebacks,
yep.
It's Sharon Stone's birthday today.
And we'll talk about her.
Yes. And what she's best known for.
A few
other people.
Amongst other things.
Hey, we're off to Ed Sheeran tonight. We're going to chat about Ed.
The taxi code. Do you break it? What do you do? There's a lot more. There might be someone calling in from your past. Who knows?
What do you mean?
Not from my past.
Don't say that.
You're going to worry all show now.
I am worrying all
That's
show
good.
Now.
That's good. Job done as we get to hook into another Kennedy Molloy. Hello, Jane.
Hello, Mick.
Hello, David.
Mick, Jane. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon
Hello,
to you.
Australia. It's a public holiday for all our Melbourne listeners. I hope you're enjoying your Moomba.
It is.
It's been going on down there for some time.
I think there's a few other states that might have a bit of a public holiday today.
Well, it's Labor Day, I suppose, is what I should have said.
Isn't it Labor Day.
Most of them apart from New South Wales.
Who are up and about. Everyone's out and about. People are probably still in their cars, coming back from somewhere, driving back from work, whatever.
You know, good to see you back from work.
What do you mean?
You were hobnobbing on the weekend, weren't you?
It's not hobnobbing. Why do you say it's hobnobbing?
Well, you were at the races with Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
Whoa.
Okay, is that not hobnobbing?
Well, I wasn't literally sitting next to Ed. I was in a very nice box, by the way.
He could have been riding. He's not a big guy, is he?
He's not a big unit, tiny little fella. Well, hang on, where were you?
Did you say you were in a box?
Yes.
Oh, jeez. You are a man of the people, aren't you?
I am a woman of the people, I'll let you know.
Well, you know what I mean.
Is
this your master plan to get to Ascot with Prince Edward?
Could be. You never know. It was a very enjoyable, awesome racing day. It was hot. It was good. Oh, I was
throwing you. What'd you wear? Tell me what you wore.
I had a bit of a black number off the shoulder,
playing
a hat.
It safe.
Of course, I play
Why
it safe. So I don't want to stand
take
out.
A risk occasionally.
I don't want it. Look at me.
Do something Jeannie Shrimpton style.
I'm very low key. I'm a low key person. You know that.
Yeah, wear a hat at least.
Yes, I wore a hat.
What did you wear? A bit of a cowboy hat. Corks on it.
Feathers.
No, you know me. How about
Fascinator?
You?
Did you do? Have you ever won a fashions on the field or anything
no,
like that?
No, I've told All you. Right, I'm not a fashionista. I'm not a model.
Jeez Louise.
And I don't want to draw attention to myself, thanks very much.
But the ladies look nice at the races. Why would it kill you to make an effort?
Shut up. What did you do? What did you do on the weekend?
I was down at my golf club's 30th anniversary.
Speaking of hobnobbing.
That's far more man of the people than that is.
What did you do, Danny, with your fancy golf club?
It's not a fancy golf club. It's one of the great golf complexes in the world, and it was a big occasion, and I was down there having a couple of quieties and enjoying it and reminiscing.
Really? What are you like at golf?
I was nominated man most likely to be bitten by a tiger snake 10 years in a row.
Can you explain that to a non-golfing person?
Well, it means I spend more time in waist-high grass looking for my balls in the middle of the day, which when that is the last place you should be.
Now, I think you're playing down your skills because you went before Christmas, you've travelled around and you've played quite a lot of golf recently. So I think you're hiding your light under a bushel.
I'm the only player at the National who's had to declare a club lost.
How'd you do that?
It was a good throw. It was a very good throw.
No, you're on your best behaviour when you go to your club. And my greatest highlight,
claim to fame, if you're really interested, is I outdrove John Daly once.
Outdrove him?
I did, off the tee. Yep.
It was par three.
and I was 30 metres out in the back. But beyond that, it was all good.
Excellent. As I said, what have you got? You're in the papers.
What is this?
No, I've told you. I try to be low-key about
the races, and then I pick up the Australian today. And there's a picture of you on the cover. Now, can I just suggest something to Australia?
Hang on just a minute. That is a very old picture.
Because it might be about time for the Australian to update their file photo.
Actually, I don't mind that. It's about 20 years old. But it is half embarrassing. Also, I'm not in there, am I?
Have because you got bangs there?
Yes, I have got bangs.
You got bangs? Is that you or is it?
Brooke Vandenberg.
Brooke Vandenberg. Oh. Your character from Frontline.
Yes.
Who is, an infamous character. Do we have a grab for anyone who's...
Welcome to Frontline. I'm Brooke Vandenberg. Tonight, Bougainville, Idyllic Island or Bloody Battleground. You're going to have to roll that a lot faster. I'll read much quicker than Mike.
just a little backhander
in Mike. That was when Brooke Vandenberg was going to hosted the show by self once.
And by the way, your partner in crime, Robert Sitch, is in the same paper in the business review section.
Whoa.
But he's dressed
as Mike Moore. Taken over the Australian.
I think you guys need to make a demarcation whether there's articles about you or your characters.
Well, it's not because we were recorded in an Uber, was it? Having a private conversation.
Oh. We'll get to that. What have you ever said in the back of an Uber stroke cab that you wish you could take?
You've got to be careful of all that.
Back now, people. So what was the article all about? Why wasn't I in that article, by the way? That was an article you in The Australian about our radio show.
It was a podcast you can hear on The Australian.
But why wasn't I in it?
You were in it.
It wasn't.
What do you mean? You're supposed to be in. I know why you weren't in it. Hang on, it's all coming back to me now.
What?
Because when I did the interview with Stephen, the gentleman who interviewed me from The Australian, you were having a little nappy nap, nine eyes, in the studios at Triple M in Sydney.
Yeah, I was.
Because we had a big night and you were.
I was in a corner office.
Oh.
I had the blinds down and I was on a couch.
Yeah.
That's unprofessional.
What can I say?
Thank you very much.
So don't whinge to me about why I'm not in the article. It was to promote our show.
Are you bringing Frontline back? This is the other point of the article. And I think public out there, me included, want to know. Is that a possibility?
So here's the thing. The interview...
No politics talk here.
Answer the question. No, we're not bringing it back. It's currently showing on ABC Comedy, and I think I'm getting asked a lot, when's it coming back? And it's not, because I don't know if it's necessary.
Why would you not think about that?
Well, because really, we've got Frontline on. Isn't that what Sky Television is all about?
Would you bring Funky Squad back?
I'd have to lose so much weight to fit in the costume.
Barjas, would you bring Barjas back?
Well, without doubt, except he's dead.
Dinkum Street?
Dinkum Street!
gotcha. I knew I'd get there eventually.
You did.
Should I Dinkum Street?
I love that.
That was a soap opera we did on The Late Show. That's when Rob Sitch taught me how to act.
Really?
Do you remember that? That's my first bit of acting.
And
I was sitting at the end of a bar and I said, what do I do? He just, don't move your head. And I didn't.
Best advice ever.
I sat there, didn't move my head. It looked like I really knew what I was doing.
Did that ever actually get to air,
Dinkum Street?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't remember.
Dinkum Street.
We better get on with this show.
Okay. Lots to come. Big, big show. Limo will be joining us soon. We're talking Carl Stefanovic, Sharon Stone as well. Get in touch with the show at kennedymalloy.com.au. More after this.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Over the weekend.
Yes.
There's a few things. Jane,
Kennedy,
I'm jumping the gun, aren't I?
You know the etiquette here.
Oh, sorry.
Have a brand new opener to unveil. Here it is.
Kennedy Malloy's Sports Wrap.
Okay.
Pardon me.
Now we've painted the picture, the floor is yours.
I like it. Mm. Hello and welcome to Kennedy Malloy's Sports Wrap.
Graham and the Colonel, you can bring those back.
Reminiscing day.
All right,
now I've got to get a bit serious. Straight face on. I didn't like, as a lot of people didn't like, and I certainly don't approve of, the ridiculous Sonny Bill Williams masks that adorned South African fans over the weekend.
We need to paint the picture here if we can. So this all came from an on-field sledge between the players. It was directed towards David Warner.
Yes.
And it was about his wife.
Yes.
Candice
Falzon.
Falzon.
Yes.
And an infamous incident, which has been reported in the papers,
yes,
as a drunken interaction in a bathroom
in a nightclub over 10 years ago.
Yep. In the heat of battle, it has come out. It's been used on field as a sledge, and David Warner has rightly dirtied up.
Yep.
And it's gone from there.
It's escalated from there.
So this is now a different...
Well, it is a different kettle of fish. Because we... Because they are wearing, literally, they've got Sonny Bill Williams masks they've given out to the fans. They're all turning up with this on.
So these are manufactured. This is the difference. This is actually something that happens in the battle and in the moment.
Yes.
It can go away, but if you go away and print up some posters and make it an organised campaign.
Correct.
it's based around this incident.
And here's the other issue. The other issue is that it's referring to his wife. So it's literally now a sledge against her. And this is the part that is infuriating. And it's infuriated a lot of people because of how misogynistic it is, to be honest. Also, the fact that, we're having a go at your wife.
Okay. Can I say something? And this is not, this is more just to put it out there so we can have it. I necessarily believe it. But there is a, and I think this is way beyond the pale.
Yeah.
But the very first sledge I ever heard on a football field was, your mum wears army boots. And so in a time-honored tradition, mums and wives, and if you look at the trash-talking culture of Americans, that's what it's all about.
Okay.
But generally, Can I just say that's super lame too, by the way? Okay, fine, but I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
There's an historical, it's not like this is the only time a wife has ever been invoked. Okay. So what I'm saying is from the time I was 8 years old, that I was aware and that was the culture of sports interaction. Well, I'm just telling you.
It's having a go at the ladies.
Your mum wears army boots.
I still don't get that. Is that wrong?
Well, it's like saying, I don't know. What? Your mother is still one of the biggest sledges you'll ever hear on a sporting field.
Is that what happened to George Kalambaris while he was, I think something
he's what he's saying happened to him. Someone said something. So, now that's, I'm just painting the background.
That does not
excuse them, as I can see from the look on your face. Or indeed, but this is like an escalation to the point of
It's ridiculousness. Which is ridiculous, is that, how's this photo? Two officials from the South African executives are posing with these idiots. And you go, okay, so they're perhaps a suspension. You've got to talk to people like that. And there has been an apology.
They have to go because they should know better. They're an official. They are custodians of the game.
And it's 2018. What's going on?
So that's put it to one side. Right. Fans, on the other hand, are harder to
regulate. They are.
Now, there is a precedent for this directly, which was David Beckham. So you may remember when David Beckham went out with Posh Spice when they first started going out. The English fans had a field day, and it was almost a mirror image of what you're looking at now with David Woolmer. In fact, the sledges were identical.
Really?
Fairly much.
Shivers.
We've got one here. I think this has been beeped. It'll give you the idea of how the English fans treated David Beckham.
Posh Spice is a slapper. She likes it up. And when she's shagging back, she thinks it's jammer ass.
She likes it up. Okay. That's enough. We can stop it now.
Okay.
That is just, what is wrong with men? What's wrong with them? That's ridiculous.
Men in groups have never really lowered their bar much, have they?
Oh.
Yay!
Do you know what was crazy about
What's most upset you about this?
What has upset me that day at St. George's Park in South Africa, Candace was there with her two children.
Okay.
And David's children.
Yeah.
So, you know, how do you explain that? Just enough. And I just think you could probably go really hard on everyone there. Now just find people. If you pull out a mask, find them. It's not on. Sledging on the field.
They should be sacked, the guys from the South African officials.
And anyway, that's my say.
It's a good point. It needs to be addressed. There's no winners in that story.
There's no winners in that story. Let's go to a good news sports story.
This is my favourite.
You're so happy about this, and I'm happy too for you.
I seriously think if this occurs, this will be the greatest sporting comeback in history. If there's a better one, give us a call or text us. I'd love to hear it. But Tiger Woods has come dangerously close to making the comeback we've all been waiting for since he won his last major, which I think was 2011 or something. I don't know. We'll check that. So he's been in the wilderness. We're all aware of his trials and tribulations. And
yes, we are.
He'd be an easy sledge.
He'd be a very easy sledge. And let's say there's some redemption involved.
Lucky there's no sledging in golf.
Or
he'd
quiet,
be gone.
Please,
exactly. Quiet, please. That's what they
They've
need.
They've got that up
they
their sleeve.
They need those signs at the game. But he has come within one shot of winning his first tournament. And the Masters, the American Masters, which he's won four times, is a month away.
Okay.
And he is in red-hot form. Now, I just dare to dream, and as someone who loves golf, this would be the greatest.
And Tiger is iconic. Mm. And honestly, until his...
Do you know I saw him play that last hole of golf at Victoria for the Victorian Masters? And I was there at Victoria Golf Club. I watched him play the 18th. Leave the ground, fly to the airport, get on a plane, and by the time that plane landed,
it had all blown up.
His career was over.
In a professional sense, because of his dalliances that were all uncovered.
And by the way, just quickly before we go, I was the first, and just some of our listeners will be aware of this, to break the Tiger Woods news.
I broke the world exclusive. How did that happen?
Not that Tiger was up to no good or a bit sick.
Did you know that he was had a bit of a life?
Well, I knew this is a year and a year and a half before all this blew up. A girlfriend of mine, who's French, had worked at a hotel down in the south. Down the south in where Atlanta.
Yep.
Where a lot of big sportsmen stay. Mm-hmm. And she told me, without doubt, the biggest in-house porn bill she'd ever seen in her life was for Tiger Woods.
Biggest now, porn bill?
In-house porn bill ever. And this is
years before.
Basketballers stayed there, NFL gridiron players stayed there, but everyone the used to tiger. Stay there. And she said, and I used to go around telling people, they go, you are an idiot. What is wrong with you?
Wow.
As if, and then the minute it was revealed, I was on the phone. Well.
Oh.
Yeah. And you know what my mates did?
No.
Right, started watching a lot of porn to prove they were golf game. That's what they did.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dr. Chris Brown will be joining us from the jungle real soon. Limo to come as well.
Where does he live? Where does he live now?
Dr. Chris?
Yeah.
Bondi, isn't it?
Oh, maybe Coogee.
He moved out.
I don't know.
Has he?
I promise I won't bring it up.
You are. Ooh. If you do, that will be very embarrassing. Don't keep doing that.
You can't be the Bondi vet if you don't live in Bondi.
You can be. You can be the Bondi
me,
based vet. I'm Bondi-ish.
Bondi. I mean, tonight on the Bondi based vet. What is? Listen to yourself.
Listen to yourself.
You can do anything as long as you live in Bondi, couldn't you? The Bondi Saddler.
Saddler.
Yeah.
From like 200 years ago. Congratulations, I believe, are in order for Carl Stefanovi and Yasmin Yarbrough. Because I think
Well,
this is where people are a bit confused and, you know, Carl was going to have a really good Bucks night organised by you, but I think they've jumped the gun.
Careful here.
What do you mean?
What is your news?
My news?
I need to say something.
There's been a ceremony between Carl and Yaz.
I think you'll find there hasn't.
What do you mean?
I would have been in the loop.
I think it was a very small, intimate group of very close family and friends for a commitment ceremony.
Okay. Well, I'll ask it on behalf of everyone else in the country. What the hell is a commitment
ceremony? Well, it's a ceremony you have to profess your love for one another and that you would like to dedicate yourself to each other, except it's just not legally binding.
And if you were going to have a commitment ceremony, wouldn't you still have a commitment bucks?
I would have thought you would have had a commitment. You can take that up with Carl, and he still might need one. He might need a post-ceremony event.
He would not do this without consulting me.
Well, believe it or not, Carl doesn't need to talk to you
about doing things like this.
And a lot of the viewers of today's show apparently...
Why wouldn't he just get married? Why? Give me a reason why he would do a commitment ceremony and not get married.
Well, I think it's a very sensitive issue too. He's got kids and I think they just don't want to make a big deal of it. He wants to be low-key.
Can
I just say, he was being low-key. He was in Palm Beach with some friends and family and, of course, paparazzi arrive and they probably got drones and that's how I'm talking about it now, but I'm just letting you know
that... feeding the beast.
Don't feed the beast because Sylvie Jeffries talked about it today on air. I'm not a gossip. I'm not Mrs. Mangle. I'm not a gossip, but it was a very low-key, small affair that they had.
Well, who was there?
I don't know. Well, Sylvia Jeffries was there because she's married to Peter Stefanovic, so that's why that she was there.
Oh, so Peter gets
in. Yes, his mum and dad were probably there. Oh, my, you're just going to not let this go, are you? What I'm fascinated by, is what a commitment ceremony is and why you have
one. That's what I've been asking you. What is a commitment ceremony?
I think people used to have them in the bad old days when you couldn't get married. It was a same-sex marriage. You just had a ceremony to profess your love, but it wasn't a proper marriage. But brings me to what is it to get married?
Today. Same-sex marriage.
Shut up. No, let me just talk about getting married in Australia, to be legally married in Australia, what you need to do.
What do you need to do? Not that I need to write this down.
No, you're not getting married. Let's just get it straight.
Sure.
You are not to be married to someone else. That's the first step. You're not to be marrying a parent, a grandparent, a child, a grandchild, or a brother or sister.
Wow.
Handy.
Okay. Do you reckon there's been an incident?
Well, we just won't go there, but that's the country. You've got to be at least 18 years old, which is also convenient, but they might let you if you age between 16 and 18 under certain circumstances.
What are circumstances?
Well, I'm not even going to go into it. There's some kooky religious reasons.
Wow.
Well, there's more than that. Anyway, that's a whole
Catholic
other story. No, not Catholic. Okay. What you have to understand what marriage means and freely consent to marriage.
It means your life is over. Your eyes are getting going to become dead. You become less interested in people around you.
Come on.
That, what?
It's not terrible. People who are married are very, very happy. You have to use specific words during the ceremony.
Like what?
You can't just piff around and say, hey, you want to get hitched.
And what are the words? Boof.
Crack on.
Look, you know what? I think that's a bit harsh. You should be able to choose whatever words you want.
Correct.
And you have to give written.
Everyone writes their own vows now.
They do, but specific words must be used, apparently. Okay. I don't know what they might be. And also, you have to give written notice of your intention to marry to a celebrant within the required time frame. Now, I don't believe they had a celebrant. I think they just got up there and they said, we love each other. It's great. Everyone else rack off.
If the people from Married at First Sight can do it, I think Carl can do it.
Yes, they can. I'm not got the, you've got the issue with it, not me.
Well, what does that mean? Why wouldn't he just get married?
Listen, there's bigger issues going on in Carl's life today.
What's happened?
This just is infuriating. So Peter Stefanovic, Carl's brother's in, in an Uber, apparently, according to reports. He has a private conversation in the back of an Uber with his brother Carl.
Are they both in the Uber?
No. Carl is not in the Uber with him. Peter's got his phone on a speakerphone, which is probably a little bit silly, but not because you would think that someone's recording your conversation. Who does that?
Wow. Peter's in the Uber.
Yes.
He has his phone on speaker.
Yes.
Carl is talking to him, so both sides of the conversations are heard and it's been taped.
It's been taped by an Uber driver who is now touting that around the country to sell it as a story.
Okay, now I just, you know what my first thought was?
What?
I hope I'm not mentioned in that. Please don't.
Look, it's very sensitive because we don't know what's mentioned and it's a private conversation, nor should we know at all.
And so are we going to hear it? Has it been sold to anyone?
Well, no, legally you can't. You can't play that back because I imagine because it's recorded without their knowledge.
Of it.
This is the problem.
If it's written, if someone's got a copy of that, it's no one. Okay.
No, the problem is.
Do you know what the? I bet you know what the.
I don't know what it is. I don't want to know what it is. It's their private conversation. It did make me think. Bloody hell! What have I said in the back of a cab or an Uber?
Well, I can tell you because I recorded a conversation that you had.
Hang on, we know that we've got to be very. You've got to be careful when you are. But this
bloody speakerphone, mate. How many times? I'm not talking about the speaker on the phone, but you know the speakerphone in a car.
Yes. Mm.
How many? I know so many people have been.
When people ring you,
and
you're in the car driving, you and it ring, ring, ring. Yeah. You go, hello.
You need to
let people. I'm on speakerphone, and I've got Mick in the car beside me.
Right. You'd think that was the right way to go, wouldn't you? Because you can come a cropper. Someone I know.
It's not you've got
recently,
this friend.
Recently, someone I know recently rang up one of their mates.
Yes.
Who's in the car? He said, "Okay, mate, how are you?" He said, "Yeah, good, good, good." He goes, "Whoa. How's that Kaz we met the other night? She turned out to be a bit of a scrubber. Glad you didn't go home with her. She's in the car.
Oh.
Would you like to?"
No,
sorry.
Kaz
is here.
Not the girl he said.
Kaz is here. Kaz is here.
That's horrific.
No, yeah, take it back. Wow. That's slow motion. Yeah. Terrible.
How's that?
Wow.
I got to go now.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah, well you got what you deserved.
I don't know what the rules are of that.
In my friend's defence.
He didn't get what he deserved.
He got what he deserved because he didn't announce.
Yes. How disgraceful is that? She was a bit of a scrubber talk.
Oh, well, who would say that? Hey.
What I want to know is the rules, though, what isn't there some law amongst themselves
so,
of being taxi
you?
Drivers and
a
Uber
code.
Drivers?
I
there's
it was
a
like
code.
An attorney-client privilege in a cab or
what's
a taxi driver.
What goes on in the cab stays
I know
in the cab?
I know what the taxi code is.
What?
Under no circumstances wear underarm.
Do
always feel free to offer an opinion, even if not asked for.
Sure.
Complain about the government.
You be careful. Yes. You have to
I
take
never
a lot
tell
of...
what happens in the cab.
You have to take. You have to take a lot of cabs. So be very careful.
Yeah,
hey,
right.
Give us a call if you do know what the rules are. Don't worry if
Here's
you don't.
That. But give us a call if you're a cab driver. Tell us what you've heard in the cab.
Yeah, 1-888.
No. So I don't want to
know. Involve me or Jane.
As long as it doesn't. But don't buy that stupid story any of our well-defined media publications.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, which is probably why the show's called Kennedy Molloy. That's just my best guess.
Limo is in the building. He'll be joining us in the next half hour.
Limo.
And, Bondi by Association vet Dr. Chris Brown as well will be joining us real soon as well from the jungle.
We were talking about commitment ceremonies before, or weddings, marriages. Oh,
so what happens on Married at First Sight? They get married. Why don't they?
They get married, but it's a commitment arrangement.
No, Jane, it can't be both. Do they get married or not?
Are you seriously telling me you know more about Married at First Sight than
I'm
what?
Asking you. I believe they get married.
I'm doing inverted commas married.
You can't do inverted commas. You
can.
It's just not inverted commas, Married at First Sight.
Why do you want to spoil the fun for everyone?
Are you telling me they're not married?
That is a disgrace. They're not really. It's not a disgrace.
That's a fake.
I couldn't care less. But that's what the show's called.
And that's what you assume, that they've got married. You go, what a bunch of idiots. And now you go, well,
sorry, they're on a stupid show about getting married. They're all idiots.
Don't even try and scrutinise
that show.
So they don't have to get divorced now or anything?
No, they don't have to get. They just break up.
What is this? What is going on?
Are you serious?
Are you kidding me?
Calm down.
They have to be married.
They don't. It's a stupid, dumb show that everybody's bloody watching. That's what's wrong with it.
Give us a call if you thought they were seriously married.
No, they're not. Yes.
Am I the only one who thought they were seriously married?
Yes, you are. Catch up.
But it's called Married at First Sight.
Well, I know, but
so
it's,
you see them. I watched them get married. What are you telling me?
This is exhausting.
Unbelievable.
I'm exhausted. I'm going to talk about something else.
Are they celebrities in a jungle?
Dave,
we've got a little fernery out the back, have we? Where are they?
It's like they're married. They might as well be.
Jimmy, the Bondi vet doesn't live in Bondi. And if I ever find that to be true, there will be.
All right, we'll take it up with Dr. Chris later on.
No,
all right.
Marriage.
Okay.
So they don't have to get divorced.
No, they just split up. Listen to me, you're making me sound whiny. So, no.
But they just leave the set and that's it.
Yes.
They don't have to undo anything?
No, they don't have to split any money, any property. Mick, so you could have had this rave about 4 years ago when the show first started.
Honestly, I'm learning this now.
All right. I'm going to talk to you about another craze.
Dave's on the line. Can we have a cheat to Dave quickly, please? Dave, are you there?
Oh, what a farce. I thought they were married for sure.
What's wrong with you, Dave?
Are you devastated? I'm devo.
But in what law can people rock up and get married without having met before?
Well, that's why it's such an explosive show. That's why you go, oh, wow, yeah. I can't believe
the people. They have to change the laws of Australia. I can't believe actually doing that.
When we go to Vegas for our listener contest, I'm coming back married.
Well, you're not coming back married.
I said I would get legally married in Vegas, and I will.
Don't do it, Dave.
Yes.
Did you phone a caller, Dave?
Yeah.
Dave, are you gutted?
I am. I'm not going to watch the show anymore.
Oh. Wow.
Boycott.
I'm not suggesting you boycott either. Oh, I mean, you've come this far.
Yes.
But I would say that's going to not take the wind out of your sails for a while.
Dave, you're just dumb. Come on, you and Mick, you're idiots for not knowing that.
That sounds like a new subject there.
No, you can't be.
Men are dumb. Idiots.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for calling in, Dave. If anyone else out there has been completely bowled over by this information.
What's wrong?
It's not commitment ceremony at first
sight. It's well done, Dave.
I call it married at first sight.
It's called married at first sight.
Listen, you're just too late to the party. It's already been
too late to the not wedding.
No. Already gone through. Can I get on to what I was going to talk about?
I thought they had to be so. That's why there's so much risk.
Shut up.
Attached, because you go, wow, it's a big step. Bang,
listen, I'm going to talk. Thanks, Dave, for the call. I'm sorry that you were gutted too.
Really upset.
You are not, clown. I'm going to tell you about another craze though happening.
Another fake.
You might want to do this.
News, what?
Oh, this is not fake. I wish it was. This is something that you might want to do when you're in Vegas getting married. Instead of the traditional engagement ring now that girls wear, women wear, men wear. There is a new craze.
I hope it's cheaper.
It's not cheaper. It can still involve a diamond. Right. And you know what people are doing? They are getting the diamond pierced onto their ring finger.
What do you mean? I pierced my finger. Well, maybe if you're a single mother.
What has that got to do with it?
Because it goes with the pram, it goes with the cigarette, and it goes with the Bacardi Breezer.
My apologies.
And your little diamond.
Stop it.
Piercing.
Stop it. Right
now. There you go.
Get the flipping dump button coming
down the aisle with a pram.
Please not.
What?
just single out single mothers that are going to do this.
I mean teenage single
mothers. No,
you
be quiet now. I'll tell you who's going to do it.
Teenage single mothers. I should have been more...
Teen single mothers.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah. I don't. Be quiet. You are not qualified.
Cigarette smoking,
by the way,
is what I'm talking
you are
about.
Not qualified to speak about any of this. In fact, you can be quiet. I'm going to look at Dave and continue this conversation.
All right. Tell me about this piercing of the finger, Jane.
Because what I just want to warn everybody who is going to do this ridiculous craze and get their finger pierced, it takes 1 year to heal. Because it is very, very dangerous to
marriage
do
won't last
things.
That long.
It's very dangerous to do things
so
like that.
So it just
to your
sits
hand.
On top like, like a stud on your finger.
Yes.
Now, okay, I'm
that's
just going to, from a practical point of view, that's going to get ripped off.
I
how
agree.
Many times?
In, of course.
In a calendar year,
your finger's going to. Even the photo that I'm looking at now. And there's a piercing. The finger actually looks infected. That's what I'm looking at.
Well, you've got piercings, obviously.
I have.
Dave, have you got any piercings?
No.
Have you got piercings?
I had a piercing.
What? Wait,
In Adelaide, a bikey pierced my ear.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a long story. But it was...
Did you say your ear?
I did.
Thank God.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible. It's grown over now, has
that's
it?
That's going to be... Well, it has.
We got any...
I've still got my Prince Albert.
You don't be now. That's being silly. I know what that is, and you're joking. Not that I'd know. It's getting really.
What about a Prince Edward? Would you consider getting?
I don't even know what that is.
What if Prince Edward got a Prince Edward? Hey, what if Prince Edward got a Prince Albert? Would you still be?
Shush. Are you off the air today? Is it because you're hungry? Are you hangry?
I'm tired.
Tired and hungry.
All right, keep it moving.
What about
what?
Did you have any hand injuries?
I'm getting the wind up from out there.
I think we
should come back and talk about this another time.
All right, okay. Well, I can't see the wind.
Give us a call if you are absolutely flabbergasted that married at first sight, they're not married. Because I can genuinely say.
Well, it's only going to be men calling up. I'll give you the tip.
Lord.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Chris Brown is going to join us from the jungle in just a moment. Stand by. Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. The grand finale concludes tonight at 7:30, only on 10 and Win, Jane.
And straight from the jungle, we are now speaking live with Dr. Chris Brown. Are you there, Dr. Chris?
I am. Good afternoon, good morning, whatever the case may be.
Exactly.
How are we going there?
We're going all right.
We're going all right, and it's
how
a big
are you
night
going?
For you.
How are you going after 6 weeks in the jungle?
Oh, look, I haven't lost quite as much weight as Simone Holtz-Nagel, but, you know.
Oh, here we go. How dare you?
Day.
How dare you? Why would you go and fire that
up?
I've been vilified. Do you know that? If there's a victim in this whole thing, it's probably me.
It is. He's very hurt by the whole thing.
Oh, I can tell. I really, it's true to form for you, Mick. Oh, you're a sensitive, delicate little
flower,
aren't you?
I am. I'm very fragile.
He needs a cuddle.
When you get out of the jungle, give me a cuddle.
I think Simone will actually give you a cuddle of some description. It may involve a degree of force.
Sure.
But she will, and you may very well enjoy it.
So it sounds good to me.
Sure he would.
I'm not saying no. Just out of interest, Dr. Chris, when you get out of the jungle, which suburb will you be retiring to?
Well, it's certainly not Bondi.
Well, you can't be the Bondi vet if you don't live in Bondi.
Chris, he's got
where are you?
It's a technicality, mate. It's the whole. It's the province.
It
it's
defines
the
who
it's
you
the,
are.
It's close enough.
It's not
he's
close
got to
enough.
Be in his bonnet
you'll
about
be the
this.
Coogee vet then, but you can't.
Look,
if you want to be the Bondi vet, I'm gonna get Dr. Harry Cooper to move into Bondi and made a case for him to be the Bondi
have a
vet.
Rival practice.
My attitude is, provided you're drinking an almond frappuccino while consulting over a designer dog, I think it's all the same to me.
Fair call.
Oh. Look, we've really enjoyed the series again with you and Julia doing a sterling job hosting. Hilarious as ever.
Yes,
lots of lots of crazy antics going on there. And we're up to the three last players at the end. It's Shannon Knoll, Fiona O'Loughlin and Danny Green.
Who's going to win? Give us the inside running.
Well, I know who's going to come second. I mean, that's obvious.
Who?
Knowlesy'll cruise into second place.
That's funny.
It's his rightful position. Look, I honestly don't know. It has been very, very close. And I think the good thing is each of the three final celebrities have certainly proven something across the last 6 weeks. They've shown resilience. They've sort of proved a lot of preconceived ideas about them very wrong, certainly in Fiona's case. You know, she's had a very public battle with alcohol and and she's certainly shown that she's willing to push past.
Well, Chris, I almost disagree that the other two. I know you're talking about Fiona. I disagree that the other two have stepped up to show a bit more about themselves. In a positive way. It is not controversial. I think that
what are you doing?
When you play this game to be entertaining, I think Fiona has outshone herself in that area. She's been funny. She's been truthful. She's been entertaining.
Are you her agent or something now? Well,
I'd like to be her agent when she gets out. I think we found that Danny is, Danny, and Shannon's lovely and all that.
You've just written off the other two completely.
Well, that's all right. I'm allowed to do that.
What's going on?
Oh, Shannon, we know can sing. Danny can box.
Jane Kennedy's gone berserk.
Shannon's given us like a lesson in Australian lingo that this country needed. I mean, he's taught us how to mumble through entire not just words but sentences and verses.
Chris, I couldn't agree with you more.
He's set the English language back 30 years. That's not easily performed.
I was talking about positives, Chris. Yeah. Come on.
I tell you what. I remember of his time in the jungle was that all that time when the fire was going out. Had so little wood, they never thought to put that guitar on it.
You weren't a fan of the This Is South Africa song, Mickey?
That was all right.
That might not hit the charts. There was some singing, though, last night.
He's a good man. I like him a lot.
Yeah, I like Nolsey too. There was some singing last night. We've got a little bit of, here's Fiona with her version of Danny Boy. Let's have a quick listen.
For you. And I shall sleep.
It's not a joke. Don't laugh.
Until you come to me.
Okay. Yeah. So everybody was bawling about that.
She should get together with Fergie and do the American national anthem, is what she said.
I think Fiona should stick to comedy, not having a go. But it's hard when you are known for being a stand-up comic. I was going, she's going to have a big laugh here, isn't she? No, it was really sensitive and sweet.
You know what you needed under that is the sound of birds flying off and all the jungle animals complaining and stampeding.
Look, we will be watching tonight. It's a big night, and we've loved the show.
Thank you for being such great supporters. And Mickey, putting the show in the headlines, where it belongs, and we appreciate
that's
that.
That's the least I can do for you. And by the way, you'd be happy to know over here, you were nominated by your network for a Logie, but Julia wasn't, so tell her that.
I'm sure Julia's aware of that.
I am not going to mention that. Could you? We are hours away
from wants to get through one more night.
And please,
that'd be great.
Please
finale.
Don't mention the war.
We're all this together. I'm going to tiptoe out of the room now.
Good on you.
Go back to Bondi.
Thanks, Chris. Bye.
I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. The grand finale concludes tonight at 7:30. Only on 10 and Win.
Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, yeah! We're going to ride this baby home, don't you worry about that. Coming up in this hour, we're going to talk Stormy Daniels. She's back in the frame.
We're also going to say happy birthday to Sharon Stone, who's 60 today. It's very spunky-looking lady still.
And we're going to ask you a few questions about...
what you think of when you think of Sharon Stone still.
And how many people do you know who'll be remembered for just one thing?
Exactly. We're both off to Ed Sheeran tonight.
We're off to Ed Sheeran tonight.
And he's done a bit of a performance for the world. With about 1,000 of his closest mates to do backup singing for him. We've got a little bit of audio of that we're going to play for you.
We're going to talk Trump. We're going to have a secret guest from your past life, Jane.
This is really worrying me. I'm panicking.
It's strangely appropriate.
There's a lot
You'll
of
be
people
all right.
from my past.
You'll get over it. But before that, let's open the big hour with a friend of the show and not a bad bloke. It's Limo.
Hello, Anthony.
Hello. An absolute pleasure to be here,
Good
guys.
Everyone. Did you know that Married with Children,
Married at First Sight.
Get the show right.
Don't confuse it with that magnificent 1980s sitcom.
Were you aware they weren't actually married?
Yes.
Wow.
See, Mick, catch up on the news.
Because you've got to get married properly, you've got to give 30 days notice and you literally cannot.
No, well,
they've
you
all
know.
Filed I mean, the paperwork and
well,
put
let's,
down
let's
the
talk about something, I mean, Limo.
I must admit, yes. Married in the title is a bit of a misdirect.
Yes, it is. It's a little bit because then they would have to have married. Divorce at first sight.
Well,
you see,
I'd like
afterwards.
To see that.
Exactly. So it's more of a commitment at first sight.
It's an interesting topic, though, talking about because it's a commitment ceremony, as we've explained to you, where it's you're actually not officially married.
Are you married?
So do you.
Well, this is funny,
Mick,
you should ask.
Funny you should ask. Because you came to mine and Kel's wedding.
You went to the wedding
in Bali.
Didn't you?
Oh,
Bali.
In
yeah,
Bali.
That's right. That was good.
Yeah. We didn't really reveal this at the time. We just kind of carried on the day, you know, and got married.
Did you
but
know this?
We only had a commitment ceremony. We're actually not married. But thanks for coming to
pardon?
Bali.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah, he's only.
Mate, you owe me $3,500. That is bullshit. Are you serious?
They may as well be married, Mick. It's a commitment.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have a crack at Kelly. She's wide open, I reckon.
She is not. Is. No.
Kelly,
stop
if you're listening.
There's a very good reason.
She'd like to go and have some dinner tonight.
There's a very good reason.
I understand you're available.
Listen, just what is just the
reason? She does speak lovingly about your mix-up.
Just
you're
let Limo explain, because it's a very legitimate reason why it wasn't official.
Here. Did you go to the wedding?
No.
No, apparently
but
I didn't either. What are you doing, mate? You can't ask someone to travel to another country because
yes,
you're
can.
Getting married and not get
you
married.
Can. Well, over to you, Limo.
Okay, look, I'm getting married. Would you like to join me for my Bucks party in Vegas?
Yes,
let
please.
Him explain.
Actually, I did have a Bucks party as well before that commitment.
You did have a
I
Bucks
did.
Party.
I did.
You have rorted the system.
It is not a
you had
rort.
A Bucks party and then never got married. That's the dream.
They did declare, Kelly and Limo did declare their love in front of the closest group of friends and family.
Yes,
and that's what
right.
it was about. But there was a reason
was
why they didn't have the wedding. Shut
was
up. You were,
was
there.
That?
You were there. You what? Made a, you made a speech.
It's so hard to keep in quiet today.
It really is. It really is. The reason we did it is because we got a lot of gay friends, and as our own little protest, and we've never made a big deal of this or really mentioned it publicly, we didn't want to get married until they could get married.
Boom.
So we went to Bali and
Boom.
Had a commitment.
There you go.
Okay. Well,
there you go.
Now they can.
Yes.
So we're headed back to Bali in December, my friend.
There you go. There's
I'll
another
see you
wedding on.
And this time, can you work on your speech?
Oh, my
God. I thought it was good. Maybe a few less beers beforehand.
What? You didn't do it. You didn't do a drunken best man speech.
Oh, it
thing,
wasn't like
you?
The one I ruined, which is, remember, 80s? That's another story.
Oh,
I,
no,
I
that's,
did actually
that's
ruin a wedding.
That's when you didn't. Oh, yeah. Are you prepared to tell this story?
Maybe not.
No,
I don't,
okay.
Maybe later.
Another time.
Another
time.
I can tell that story. What, now, what else is happening in your world, mate?
Well, I've just got back from the Brisbane Comedy Festival.
Was that true or real? Or are you making this up? I don't know what to believe in.
How'd that go?
How was that?
What's the Brisbane Comedy
great.
Festival scene like?
It's fantastic. It's a really good festival, getting better each year. I caught up with Moon Man.
How was Moon Man?
I was there, friend of the show. We went out Friday night for a couple of drinks.
Did you get home
I made it
morning?
Home this morning just in time for my flight.
Bloody hell. That's what he does to people.
You never do, I wonder, when you go out with the Moon Man.
You went to Brisbane for 5 days and one night for the Brisbane Comedy Festival.
Yeah, so
but all good. That's great.
We had a bit of fun. It was great. And I got to stay. Kel and I went up with the little man and we stayed at Kel's mum's place on the Gold Coast.
On the Goldie.
Yeah.
Are they, what's happening up there? Are they getting excited that the
Com
Games are coming down the pipe?
They are all leaving when the Commonwealth Games are on.
Why is that?
Yes.
Because of what?
They're not excited about it.
Oh, is that what people do when they have big events?
This is where Gaynor lives. She's not. And she doesn't live, can I be very clear, she doesn't live.
Gaynor.
Gaynor. She doesn't
live. You have a lot of gay friends. Even your mother-in-law's.
She doesn't live in an old folks' home.
Oh, this is the cliche.
And it's not a retirement village.
Right.
It's a, what is it called again? It's a lifestyle resort.
Ah.
She lives in a lifestyle resort. Okay.
Oh, she
and she got a bunch of friends over from the lifestyle resort to have a little party when we were there.
That's
lovely.
I met her. She's wonderful. She's a lovely person.
Yeah, she's lovely.
I wouldn't mind moving into a lifestyle resort.
Mate, that'll be great.
Wouldn't it be good?
So people crush up your food for you.
Great. I mashed the peas last Thursday night. For everyone there,
handed
out.
You get a chamber pot? I bet you get a chamber pot.
I reckon we're aiming the next 3 years. Let's get that happening.
Handed out some straws. Gaynor bought a bunch of them to my show on Saturday night, and one of the blokes got up halfway through my show to go to the toilet, and he walked out a fire exit, got lost, and he ended up in the light and sound booth with my deck on.
Again, Limo, chamber pot. That's all I have to say. Can you hang around, mate?
Yes.
I'm loving this discussion.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
You know what? I'm learning a lot about weddings right now. So you now no longer have a reason not to get married because you said you were hanging out to your gay friends.
Yes.
And I've just heard anecdotally from producers here that they've done the same thing. So really, when you think about it right now, there's a lot of people out there who've been putting this thing off
because I see where you're going.
I'd love to do it, but until my friends. Yeah, no, well, guess what, everyone? That's a green light. Anyone who's been saying that for the last.
They'll be so booked up, though. We've got to let all the gay people get married first, don't you think? All the gay people have to get married first.
So, well, invest in the wedding industry. Indeed. That's where you're going to make some money.
I'll tell you
right
what, that is a very smart move. Yeah. You were talking about Melania Trump before. We used to talk about when.
Off air.
Sometimes I'm confused when it's off air and on air.
Well, what are you saying? She's the hottest first lady, I think.
That's without a doubt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's no question about that.
Barbara Bush.
Yeah. Hottest first lady.
Eddie Forbes.
Definitely the most heavily medicated first lady.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think she even knows she's the first lady?
She's kidnapped. She's in some kind of hostage syndrome.
She may be the first person ever to ask to be deported. Can you send me back to Slovenia?
Put herself into immigration. She never signed up for this. I knew there was trouble when one of her photos pre-marriage, she was rolling around on a rug naked. Mm. That's what I'm looking for.
Why is that a bad thing?
Well, I don't know.
It was a fur.
Well...
It was like,
stop it, you two.
Look,
get red-carded by our producer.
I will say this though. She's lucky because she's got a very loving and understanding and beautiful husband.
Wow.
Who's knocking on death's door. a giant orange Oompa Loompa who happens to be the President of the United States. Here he is at a rally on the weekend.
Have you got him?
Because what he does, Trump, the first president ever to continue to hold campaign rallies after you've won the presidency.
This is absurd. And only in those states where he can get away with it. Yeah. You know what I've noticed? It's the same states where those right-wing evangelists hang out because they, I don't know, maybe it's just that part of the world that's susceptible to a con man.
Yeah,
and that's
correct.
What it seems like.
Yep. They love a little get-together.
And
they
the NRA, like sort of a bit of a link.
Yeah.
So this is Donald Trump on the weekend.
Melania, great, great first lady. She's great. She's great. She is great. You think her life is so easy, folks? Not so easy.
No.
She is a great first lady.
Well,
her life's not so easy. Yeah. Well, since you purchased her back in 2005, had to close her eyes and think of Slovenia.
I think she'd be happy just to be the only lady, wouldn't she?
That was
how she was introduced.
I reckon, but with the Stormy Daniels, how do you reckon that's gone down behind closed doors?
Well, in the Trump White House, she would have been aware.
When these men have serial cases, which it appears that there's not just Stormy behind the scenes for Donald Trump, I think when you marry someone like that, I think you've kind of got an idea of what kind of person they are. Don't you think? I don't think there's any shocks.
I don't know if she's entirely happy about it. In fact, she's almost been the most progressive first lady ever. Because, well, most of the others play the good wife. So if Bill Clinton does the wrong thing, Hillary stands up and goes, I'll be beside you.
Yes, I'll stand
by
my man.
They all do that. Wieners, all these people.
Yeah. Yep.
She goes missing in action. So a bad bit of news comes out and she goes, you know what? Bugger you. Turn up to your rally on your own. You know, go to the UN on your own. I'm not sure she's happy camper. I'll wager this. When he's out of the White House, they are...
They're divorced.
They are Dunsky. She may be a bigger threat to him than Kim Jong-un. I reckon he's slick. There's like two Secret Service guys between them on the bed. So she can't get access to him in the middle of the
night. Can you imagine of this upcoming meeting between Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump? Two guys talking about nuclear holocaust and the future of the world. 2 5-year-olds. I mean, like having my twin boys. Yeah. Like going, okay, Fred and Lenny, we need to make the world a safer place. Go.
But don't you think it's seriously
And Dennis
frightening?
Rodman, could you get in here too? Who else put it in there? Stormy?
Well, speaking of which, that's American politics. What about the state of Australian politics? Our most influential foreign diplomat is Greg Norman. What a sad state of affairs we're in as a country.
You're right. Yeah,
our foreign affairs minister should be Craig Parry. I mean, I really have always said that.
So you're elevating your golfers up pretty much up there with everyone.
I can see Nick Kyrgios taking a seat for the UN.
Okay, all right, it's not just golf.
It's true.
Seriously.
Did you know we interviewed Stormy Daniels? Now, this is because
one of the first interviews.
Well, the second. It was Jimmy Kimmel and then us. And now there's a big story because she's suing him at the moment and for the right to tell her story, and it's quite involved. But 60 Minutes in America have filmed an interview with her. They've got it in the can, and now they're going to have to sue for the right to play
to play it.
But we have right. And now she said, do you mind just play a little clip?
So 60 Minutes are getting her to tell her story.
She's told it.
Are people passing the hat around to not hear the story and to keep a lid on the story?
Well, you got to be interested in that. I mean, put it this way. The story, as far as I know, is if she's been banging him on the ass with a rolled-up copy of a magazine with his picture on it. You don't want to hear that from her. You don't want to hear her say that. You don't want to hear her. You don't want to see a reenactment of that.
Oh, that's a big, wobbly, saggy butt, too.
Well, who's what are you talking about? We'll play a little grab. And here she was trying to put it all to bed. But she's almost intimating at this point in her interview with Stormy Daniels that it's a real thing. Is there something you'd like to say to people out there who are intensely interested in this story?
I guess one of the biggest surprises is that I was completely caught off guard by this, and I didn't plan for this. I didn't mean for any of this to come out. I didn't, you know, and I tried to hide for a while, and then I just decided that it's better to make lemonade out of lemons. And, you know, I'm not trying to exploit or capitalize, but at the same time, I have to do what's best for me and my family, obviously. And I think that a lot of it's going to come out, and a lot of people are going to be quite surprised about what the truth is. And yes, I am going to write a book, and it's going to be freaking hysterical.
Well, I can't wait.
Yeah, yeah. She's not exploiting this situation because the royalties from Space Nuts, Lust on the Prairie and Sex Door Neighbours was really just flooding in.
Keeping her going.
She said she's writing a book, but I really want to go that book launch. You must be spanked on the bottom. Are we done? I think we are.
I just wanted to say that Happy Angry is the name of your tour.
Yes.
Where are you at the moment?
You're at the Adelaide Fringe Festival this weekend coming up. And you're in Melbourne in April. That's for the Comedy Festival in Melbourne as well.
It is indeed. Get involved.
Head to limo.com.au for details and tickets.
All right, mate.
There it is. Thank you so much.
Buddy. Go and get married.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.
If you're getting married.
Oh my God, are you still going on this marriage thing again?
Well, I just, I'm flabbergasted.
Drop it now. Drop it. Sharon Stone is 60 today.
Good on Sharon Stone. Well, she's lived a good and a big life.
She has. She's been married twice before. She's
still tidy.
She's pretty tidy. There's an expression
I
love.
I know you hate that word. Hey, she's a tidy unit.
No! I hate that expression.
I tell you what.
That's all right.
She's kept herself tidy.
Stop it. Stop it. Sharon Stone is wearing a huge engagement ring as well because it looks like she might be engaged to her boyfriend.
Is she really going to get married or just fake married? Or she's going to have a commitment ceremony?
She likes to get married. She's got form, as in she's not afraid to get married in the traditional sense. She's been married twice before.
I just want to go. Can I just tell you, you know what, and I don't mean to be demeaning in any way,
but this is
just the truth about Sharon Stone. She goes into a very special category of people who will be, how do I say it, remembered basically for one thing they did.
Really?
And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about.
You're not talking about. We're talking about the leg crossing scene from Basic Instinct.
Yeah.
And I could walk into a room and poll 100 people
and
say, when you think of Sharon Stone, what do you think of? And that is what will come up. Now, it's not a bad thing. It's part of film history.
It is
history.
What I think of when I think of her still to this. P.S. I love that film and I love that scene.
Well, I've got the scene here. I'll play it too. It's obviously without the visual. It's slightly different.
And I'm not reenacting it. I'll give you the tip.
Do you use drugs, Mr. Mel?
Sometimes.
You ever use drugs with Mr. Boz?
Sure.
What kind of drugs?
Cocaine. Have you ever f***ed on cocaine, Nick? It's nice.
So, okay, it was a bit hard to know the precise moment.
But you can have a guess when the strings went.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll play it again. I'll give you an audio cue. Oh. It's a bit subtle, but listen, and this will denote the moment when Sharon Stone exposes herself by uncrossing her legs.
Have you ever f***ed on cocaine, Nick? Nice.
I beg your pardon.
Wow.
That's a bit,
did you get it?
That's a bit creaky.
Did you get it? Oh, it's a bit creaky.
creepy.
I'll tell you, I've got one. I'll do it. There's another one. For those who didn't get it, then
okay.
Have a listen. See if you. You got to listen.
Okay.
Have you ever f***ed on cocaine, Nick? It's nice.
It's juvenile.
What is wrong with you?
That'd be some funny production with Marshy.
Is that what you've been doing all afternoon?
One more. For those who may not have heard precisely, a little audio cue to give you a tell. This is the leg crossing scene. Sharon Stone, Basic Instinct.
Have you ever f***ed on cocaine, Nick? It's nice.
You idiot. That's ridiculous.
Hey, Jane, as I suggested, though, she's not the only one in this category, don't you think?
When you think of somebody and you think of them for another reason, because they've done something in their life.
For only one reason. 133353, and there's a few things. I'll give it. Okay, Millsy.
Poor Millsy. Well, I think of Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton on the balcony falls in that category.
All right. What about Meatloaf?
Oh, yeah. At the grand final.
When
the
he sang
yes,
really
you're dead right.
Shockingly version.
Oh, still painful.
It just doesn't get wrong.
Okay.
Bradbury.
Bradbury. Oh, yeah. Stephen Bradbury.
Stephen Bradbury.
For now, you getting and I,
when
medal.
It doesn't matter what else he does in his life or what he did or the fact that he was the best in the world, but that's what you go to.
I've got Sarah Murdoch. Who is Lachlan Murdoch's wife when she was hosting Australia's Next Top Model.
Even I know that.
Oh, have we got audio of
this
that?
This is when you're getting, this when predates she, the Oscars getting the wrong envelope.
She got the wrong name of the person. Have a listen.
It's you, Kelsey.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to say right now. I'm feeling a bit sick about this. This was a complete accident. I'm so sorry. It's Amanda. I'm so sorry. Oh. It was fed to me wrong. This is what happens when you have live TV, folks. I'm so sorry. This is insane.
Yeah. No. Ooh.
Wow.
We've got a few others. We've got any? Oh, and what about Todd McKinney?
The park.
The park. That's enough. That's all we'll say about
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant.
Divine Brown. Mm. Wow. Do you know what? I was on radio with Tony Martin when that story broke, and we just pushed our chairs back, put our feet up, and went, the next month will write itself.
Do you know I went on a 2M TMZ tour with my son at the time, and that was one of the stops where it happened?
You took your son?
That's awesome.
Yeah. This is bad parenting.
Mother of the year.
Kennedy.
Mother of the year.
to see the spot where Divine Brown.
Oh, how old was your son at the time?
14.
All right, okay. Good parenting.
He's giving some advice.
Yeah.
Putting out some good spots.
133353, give us your calls.
We're
looking for those one things that divine careers on Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Talking about the one thing that defines someone's career, what about Trevor Chappell?
The underarm bowl.
Hold on, Dave, give yourself
that's
a prize.
That's a good one.
$100 fuel voucher.
$100 fuel voucher. 133353, who's defined by a single moment or something they've done in their career?
O.J. Simpson. Who was?
O.J. Simpson, who had a million stuff, but you don't, or you're thinking about Red Dwarf. Candice Falsola, who we were talking about,
unfortunately,
when you hear
that
stuff
role.
Now, you go...
Kim Kardashian on a couple of levels for her sex tape.
Paris Hilton you can put into that category.
Yes, Paris Hilton. But also Kim Kardashian had one of the shortest celebrity marriages in the world.
Who did?
Kim Kardashian.
How long did it last?
Well, it's about you know how many steps you've taken on your Fitbit? It's about that many in
days.
Was
it a commitment ceremony?
About 79 days, something like that.
There's a shorter one. What's her name?
Oh, yeah, there was two.
What's her name? You used to go out with Justin Timberlake.
That's going to drive me
mad. Brittany.
Brittany.
Oh, right.
She
had one that lasted like 14 hours in Vegas, which is how long
mine
might last. But it'll be at least she got married. She did more than most of you these days.
Are you on a high horse? Is that what you're on?
Oh, yeah.
Get off your little high horse, please.
You know, everyone, hey, we're talking about this topic, of course, because Sharon Stone,
yeah,
is 60, and she famously did that scene from Basic Instinct.
It's something we think about.
Do you mind if I play it to you but I just give you it's the leg crossing scene.
Go ahead.
It's just a little audio cue for the moment when it happens. See if you can pick it up.
Love it.
Have you ever f***ed on cocaine, Nick?
Is that a pokey machine?
It's what I wait for.
We've got some good calls coming. What do you wait for?
I just wait for that moment. Like, it's so exciting waiting for that.
We'll all go home and watch that
scene.
Oh,
yeah, this is good one. David.
Hi, guys.
How are you, David? Who is known for something that probably they shouldn't be known for now?
When Ron Casey on live TV threw a punch at Normie Rowe.
That's right. It was on the Mike Walsh show, actually. That happened on live on daytime TV.
Wow.
Incredible.
Normie Rowe's career ended then, I think.
Oh, yeah. No. That was, Normie Rowe's career ended then.
I believe so, unless that ended before.
No, I don't think so. That's good. Thank you, David.
All right, Dave's on the line. Dave, who do you think is only going to be remembered for one thing?
I reckon my favourite AFL footballer of all time, Jim Steins. He did a lot of wonderful, wonderful things. But I will never forget when he crossed over for that 15-metre penalty, destroying the chances of a Melbourne final.
Do you know what? I think you would have been right if he hadn't left such a great legacy around him. And you're right, because that's such an incident could mark a man forever. But in Jim's case, I think he was.
I think he did do enough. Thank you, Dave, for the call. Jody, who would you like to nominate?
I would like to nominate Monica Lewinsky.
Monica.
Yes,
definitely.
Yes,
totally.
Indeed. Yep,
that's a good one. Thank you, Jody. And Matt.
No worries.
Matt, I like yours too. What's yours, Matt?
Princess Fergie with the toe sucking.
Toe sucking.
Well, that actually is correct, because if I think of her, I do think of her sitting, lying on that couch in the south of France. Was she sucking someone's toe or someone sucking
hers? No, someone was sucking her toes.
Oh, that's not an image I want to go back to.
Do you reckon that'll be going on at the hen's night? Meghan Markle's hen's night?
Probably. In the spa? Could be happening.
Here you go.
Hey, thank you, guys, for bringing me up. That was great.
That hotted right up.
It certainly did. And I think we've now got the picture about Sharon Stone. So thank you for that, Nick, for supplying.
That's what I do.
On the sheet here, it says Mick's Mystery Caller is coming up.
We might do that next.
Interesting.
Something I've got going on.
No, I don't like surprises. I've told you that.
You'll be surprised.
What's next?
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And you're up and about, Jane, because you're off to see Ed Sheeran tonight.
I am. My girlfriend
Melbourne.
Kia has just arrived where the girls are out on the town tonight.
The games have begun, I can see.
Yeah, we've got the show.
Look out. Here
rose.
We go. Yep. Game on.
Game on tonight.
So you're an Ed Sheeran fan?
Yes.
You like his music?
Of course. I love Ed Sheeran. Are you kidding?
He'll go well over there, won't he?
What do you mean? He'll bloody kill it.
He'll go well. How would Highly Strung have gone there, do you reckon?
Well, I think the venue would have been a bit large. We were used to playing pubs.
Pubs? Yes. Like what size?
Oh, 50 people.
Are you thinking of getting the band back together? Because this has come up a bit.
I'm not up to scratch. I'm not good enough.
What do you reckon?
Because I played with proper musicians and I would let the team down if we got back together. Sorry.
Well, one of those proper musicians is on the phone right now. Dan Warner joins us live on air. How are you, Dan?
I'm very well. Hello, Mick. Hello, Jane.
Dan.
Paint the picture. Paint the highly strung picture for
Dan,
everyone who's in the dark here. Dan, what was the era?
I'm just glad that Joan called me a proper musician, but you're talking about the mid-80s.
Yeah.
About the mid-80s, inner-city pubs.
Yeah.
We were a quartet, I think we were, Joan.
That was
right?
Correct. And we were all stringed instruments.
Jane was on guitar, was she?
Jane was like two guitars, a double bass, and a violin, hence the name. Highly Strung.
Yes. Like flamenco style? What was her strong suit?
Flamenco style.
I always say she's got a touch of the Gypsy Kings about her. Dan,
after I've had a few.
She sort of sent me out as a decoy at those gigs in those days, because she'd be very quiet, not chat between songs. And I would play a couple of, Bob Dylan songs or something.
You'd fill
then
the
Jane would wait and then just knock them dead.
No, that's very kind.
Did she sing, Dan?
Oh, she is a great singer.
Dan.
Let's not go mad, Dan. Let's just stay.
Like the Stevie Nicks of the Inner East.
I love it.
That's very nice of you, but I am literally going bright red now. But look, I don't know.
He's got that killer vibrato, you know.
Mate.
Killer vibrato.
Don't let her tell you otherwise.
She's kept that well hidden over the years. Dan, was there any chance we could ever get the band, the Highly Strung, back together just for one gig, a one-off listener party?
Absolutely.
Get Jane out the front.
We'll have to practice for a year, Dan.
No, come on. You can get the old leather and lace out again.
Hang on a second.
All right.
There's the bombshell. You buried the lead, Dan. When you say leather and lace, are you
being... Well, I'm not wearing leather and lace. It's referring to the Stevie Nicks song, Leather and Lace.
You did wear a bit of leather and lace.
Yes!
Shut up, Dan. That's enough out of you.
There may have
been cowboy hats.
Interesting.
Did I? Oh, I can't remember a lot of that time. No, all I remember is that, you were very good.
Dan is very good. I know Dan, and Dan's been a great, he's a great musician. And I dance for the Largest Living Things, who I've worked with before, Dan. It was a great chapter in my life. And, mate, it's good to catch up, and I'd really hope to see you when you, you're busy, and I know you are, as Jane pointed out, a proper musician. But if we could get together and style a set for Highly Strung.
Well, let's go overboard.
Dan, would there be any place for me on a cowbell?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Sounds
Thank
like we're getting the band back together.
Good on you, Dan. It's official. Yep. Highly Strung. The one gig only. It's happening.
Dan Warner joining us there. We're going to boot this baby home with Kennedy Malloy.
To Stevie Nicks of the Inner East.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's about done for another day. A great show,
Thank you
the
for
way.
That surprise.
Thank you.
Speaking
very
to
much.
Dan Warner, my compatriot from Highly Strung.
And you're off to Ed Sheeran.
Off to Ed Sheeran.
We've got some Ed Sheeran from today.
We have today. He performed with 1,000 fans for the iHeart Music Awards from in the US. He won an award. And just have a listen to the fans singing with him. Is again, just his guitar and
not bad.
7 a.m. in the morning. He saved his voice, so he didn't do an encore because he's like, I'm going to save my voice for the concert tonight, which is where I'm going tonight.
All right, good luck to you, and I hope you have a good one. We'll grill you about it tomorrow. Hey, we had fun today. We were talking about Sharon Stone and people who are known for just one thing. The phones are still ringing. Joseph's on the line. Joseph, who do you know who or think will be remembered for just one thing?
Yeah, g'day, guys. I thought of a few people, but one I just couldn't go past is Todd Carney.
Oh, my God.
See, I knew as soon as you mentioned the name, I know what you're talking about.
So did I. Do we have to inform? Well, we don't need to say it.
Joseph,
the human bubbler.
It's called bubbling.
We got it.
And don't try that at home, kids. Shirley, you're on the warpath here. Who do you think of as just for one thing?
Mike Tyson.
Oh,
ear-biting. Okay.
There you go.
Ear biting, there it is. I think that's fair enough.
Yeah, well done, Shirley.
I'm on your face tattoos
Thank
too.
Thank you.
Maybe there's a couple there. Give Shirley a prize.
Well, Shirley, you're going to go to the movies. We'll give you a gold class cinema voucher for you and a friend.
Oh, yay. Thank you.
There you go.
We got some Instagram and tweets in. The ZT said Malcolm Fraser.
Malcolm Fraser for one thing. Pants down the ankles.
Yeah.
That's not
pants.
A bad one.
And Adam said Mick Malloy and that Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, the Kinnicky incident.
Do not play it.
No,
do you have it? Do not play it.
I don't know. Have we got time?
Have you got it?
I don't
it's
have it.
It's too terrible. I actually don't want to relive that moment. That was shocking.
You told me to delete it last night.
No, it's when you say...
No, I do have it.
Oh.
Here we go.
You lost a cast member this week, did you, from Greece?
Jeff,
yeah.
I don't know that it has.
Oh, so pardon me. I may have gone.
No, he was married to my sister, and she's been in there, and he's not doing very well.
Okay, no, sorry to hear that.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
Still awkward.
In my defence, I was ultimately proved right, and I was first
Stop
with the news.
Too soon, you were saying as well. No, I might have called that too soon.
No wonder her husband faked his own death. That's
no,
all
you've done. Don't keep saying that. Thank God it's the end of the show. That's
good
a ridiculous
stuff,
thing.
Everybody.
We've got a secret, special, huge musical guest tomorrow.
Highly Strung.
No. You're going to love it, though.
You are going to love this.
That's tomorrow on Kennedy Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.